This is Fucking Stories and Feeling Full. In a fit of rashness, I recently wrote about how anal sex isn't just hot because of the purely physical sensations. Most sex is, to my mind, enjoyably filthy because of how you do it. Exactly what you do matters less than the dominant, eager way in which you go about it. You can wank me off in a way that both of us find tedious and uninspiring, or with the addition of a few dirty words whispered in my ear and one arm gripping me tightly around the chest, you can rub me off in a way that feels close and filthy. But in explaining how sex isn't just about physical reductionism, I missed a key opportunity to talk about how some very specific physical things make me tense with swooning lust. Today, I'm going to talk about feeling full. The dream, of course, is to have three men all at once. Something which, despite my very best efforts, hasn't happened yet. To have one guy filling my cunt while another pushes deep into my arse, and a final man pushing his dick so deep in my throat that I can barely choke new oxygen down to my lungs. While I'm enjoying being gagged by one guy, the other two can feel not only the aching throb of my cunt and arse, but the taut force of each other's dicks sliding together through my own skin. They fill me so I cry out and push back onto them, wanting to experience the full length of each of them as deep as they can possibly go. They fill me so I can't remember what it felt like to be empty, until I can't believe anything else will fit. And then, as one, they come inside me, vigorously pumping spunk into anywhere it will go, proving that I was ever so slightly easier to fill than I thought. Sadly, this dream of feeling full of cock will have to be put to one side for now. The logistics of finding three willing men, all of whom I fancy and all of whom fancy both me and each other, it's a challenge that I'm yet to conquer. Besides, double penetration looks easy in porn when all the actors are lithe and athletic and don't seem to mind one dick slipping out every now and then. In my fantasy, this can work exactly how I want it to, with none of those pesky physical limitations to get in the way. In the meantime, there's always option two. The late night lazy fuck that sees me lying on my stomach, being fucked hard from behind. I can grip the iron bars at the headboard and push back to feel his thick cock stretching me open. I can hear the squirt of lube as he covers his fingers and feel achingly full as he pushes them into me. A long time ago, a guy did this, during the very last fuck we ever had. He pushed two fingers deep into my ass and groaned as he felt the solid length of his cock through my own skin. His fingertips rubbed the inside of me, simultaneously pressing onto the ridges around the head of his dick, back and forth, faster and wetter and slicker as I moaned at the feeling of being full. As he moved faster and faster, rubbing at both me and himself, he grunted and exclaimed with delight, "I can come like this, just like this." A few more back and forth movements with his fingers, the twitch of him deep in my cunt, and I felt all the excitement pour out of him and into me. I still regret that it was the only time he got to do it. I'd have loved to have more fucking stories that involve him reveling in this new trick, testing new and different ways to jerk himself off through my ass as I writhed in fullness and squealed delight into the pillow. If you'd like to try doing this, but you don't know anyone to try it with, I'm told there are double-hold masturbators that you can penetrate with both your dick and either your fingers or another object of your choice that will allow you similar sensations. The fingers are hot because he can control the sensation. Other things are hot because I can control them myself. The feeling of being full doesn't always require a stable of willing men or a guy who knows how to use his fingers in just the right way. This is one of the places where a well-made and perfectly shaped sex toy has not just a place in my bedroom, but pride of place, nestled deep inside me. Sitting dead still on someone's cock is fun. The moaning, twitching, desperate need for movement and sensation. It gives me a feeling of total power and control. I could grind slowly. I could clench all the muscles inside my cunt and watch his eyes grow wide as he feels the whole of me squeezing, hugging his dick. Even more fun then, to hold him tight in that position, gripping him with force and power, then slowly push something deep into my ass. Something long and slim that I can control easily. Something that buzzes and vibrates against the length of him. He can feel what I'm doing as I push it deeper, as I angle it so it shivers down the full length of his cock. And as I do it, I squeeze harder, the better to revel in that full-up sensation. But having the power is a rare delight, something that's only fun for me to do because it happens so infrequently. Far more enjoyable for me, I think, to have him on top of me, bearing down. The fullness is better when someone else is controlling it and I'm begging for more of it. His dick in my cunt anchors me in place. I squirm and wriggle on it as he pushes something slim inside my ass. Then something bigger. Then, with a growling whisper, he asks me if I can take more. If he can swap it out for the third most filling item in the trio. Despite knowing that it won't fit, I'll always say yes. Please, do it. Try it. I'll fail yet again, but the temptation of finding something that stretches me out to the point I know I can't feel fuller is just too much to resist. When I fail at the largest one, we'll step it down again, and I'll always enjoy knowing that I very nearly made it. Does it make me come though, this specific hot physical sensation? Of course. Although there's nothing biologically that says this will thrill the nerve endings in just the right way, the feeling of being stretched and full adds to all the other things that are going on. The sensation of his dick pushing against the inside of me, the sound of him breathing heavily telling me I'm so good for taking it, the gentle slaps on my arse, sucking bites at my nipples, rough hands gripping my hips to pull me further back onto him. All of these build one wave on top of another, eventually pushing me over the edge of arousal and into that rushing, twitching, gagging choke of orgasm. My final and favourite trick is the one that brings me there most quickly. Crouched on my knees with my face pushed hard into the bedsheets, his dick dripping with lube and deep inside my ass, and my hands working busily to push something hard into my cunt. A rabbit vibrator, usually. Despite its often twee connotations, it has exactly what I'm after. Length and girth to fill me up, and the added bonus of a vigorous buzz directly against my aching clit. I'll hold it there, right up to the hilt, a still and solid anchor to clench down on, while he fucks up hard against it until he comes. If you liked that, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or help me make more of it by supporting me on Patreon, patreon.com/girlonthenet.